Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord. This is such a powerful one scripture, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, just for your spiritual, your power, just to help you bring this beauty, this goodness that we have been restored to now in Christ, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that for the mere words, Lord, I thank you that gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So thank you, Lord, for helping you, Father God, and blessing and enlightening and loving and encouraging your body, your people, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 21, verse 42. Jesus asked them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The very stone which the builders rejected and threw away has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous and wonderful in our eyes."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The chief cornerstone is also called the keystone. And the keystone there is, it's Jesus, you know. And that's the key. If you don't surrender to Jesus, I think on that Isaiah 8 passage where he's come as a light. He's got to be your light. He's got to be the one you're looking to. And then he's your savior. And then he's your shepherd, your counselor. And then you see him as a mighty God. So it's actually in that steps as well. It's steps. And then when you take hold of him, he becomes the savior, the mighty one, and then your peace. And you see, this is found in the new and the better covenant when Jesus is Lord. You have entered into this perfect covenant, this perfect kingdom, this perfect day, this perfect path of righteousness. And so I just love it when you look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So God is blessed in what has happened here. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said mankind cannot do it. They cannot get back to the original intention. But if only, the only way they can get back if we moved, and then the Godhead has moved. And Jesus paid the price, dealt with sin, taken away, that our garments can be washed, and we can enter into righteousness. And so blessed be God and Father who has blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing. And then it's a key little verse there, key truth that we need to embrace, verse 4. Just as you were predestined before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in Christ Jesus. So in love in Christ Jesus. So this covenant has brought us back to the original intention. And God made everything, but there's nothing that God hasn't made. He made everything, and he made it everything beautiful and in order. I'm talking about Genesis chapter 1, the creation. And then as the final in creation, he brings his children in. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. So man has always been called to be a part of the family, and then we see he makes them on the seventh day, and we see Adam and Eve in male and in female, in relationship and in obedience, ruling and reigning together with the Lord. That's the original intention. And then the fall came in. Then the arguments come in. Then the fighting about days and all the junk has come in. But praise God. God so loved the world, he sent his son. So those that believe in him but don't perish but have the God quality of life. The God quality of life is eternity. And once you accept Jesus, you enter into eternity. And the eternal love plan of God, a relationship that just started right here on planet Earth while we still have days, but it's the eternal day that we entered into, and it just gets brighter and brighter until full day. I love 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says that we are not of the night, but of the day. And we weren't. And when we have entered into this day, we are children of the day, children of the light, and we partake of salvation, not wrath. But those that haven't entered in, this is the problem. You haven't entered into this beautiful new covenant where you are back in the family, sin removed, and you can now have fellowship and develop on schedule, develop in the perfect love, develop on this path. I love Psalm 118, that also prophetic word, according to the stone the builders rejected. You see there it's a path, you see there it's a day. This is the day the Lord has made. But the big key is it is marvelous in our eyes. So we can see again. You know, all this nonsense going on in this world is just to keep you busy, and with all arguments and one trying to be better than the other, but you only find yourself in Jesus. So when Jesus is marvelous in your eyes, then the light has come on, and then you can start enjoying the goodness of what no eye has seen or ears heard God has prepared for his children. So no, this is the restored back into the seventh day is the rest. Restored back into the seventh day is the unique plan God has got for you, what no eye has seen God has prepared for you. In the day of salvation, I have heard you. It's very personal, and it's for each and every one of us. And that's what we got to stay with, that unique relationship. And we in this day now, in this rest, where we cease from our own works and enter into his works, enter into being made righteous by him, enter into, he has a plan for us, an inheritance, predestined plan, enter into being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, a walk in his footsteps. And so beauty has come, everything is available, and we have passed from death into life. So stay in tune, stay developing, and pursuing peace, pursuing love, and just being intoxicated and blessed by the love every single day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.